about aliens makes you believe that they're out there?
Well, I guess in the fact that we have, like, our universe and ourselves, that we know that we exist, and the universe that we live in is just so vast and so ginormous with, like, how many planets and universes that there are and solar systems that, I mean, there just has to be something else out there. At least we could think that.
Yeah, and life, at least on Earth, actually developed really quickly, so the potential for aliens now or in the future to have very modern pieces of technology is really high. Within the next, like, 5 billion years, there could be very many different species on other planets.
I think there's probably a good chance that we've probably come in contact with at least what we consider aliens, maybe like another intelligent life form from maybe another planet or something. Because, I mean, the evidence is just kind of stacked against us in that.
Yeah, well, they have to be out there. There have been a lot of sightings. Roswell, Area 51, mm-hmm. Phoenix Lights.
Like, there's just, like, too much evidence to, like, irrefute that there's not something else out there. Like, with Roswell, there's supposedly a big cover-up, and a bunch of people were claiming that they saw something, saying something, and then the government confirmed it, but then a day later, it's like, no, wait, nothing happened.
Remember your eyes. And Bob Lazar, actually, this is a direct quote, saw a small gray alien between two men in lab coats through a window when he was working at S4, a facility in Area 51.
Oh, yeah, that was the one with the supposed that he saw spaceships, right?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. And he claims that he also saw an alien within the facility.
But do you really think that aliens are, like, the typical, like, 1950s, what we portrayed them to be, the little gray men with huge heads and round beady eyes?
Well, not really, but I mean, it really depends on where they come from, because life develops according to climate and, like, geographic features.
Maybe it's kind of like a Star Wars approach, where they come in every shape and size and color and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would guess it's more accurate to that. So do you want to talk about the, like, specifics of all of the sightings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we can just start with Roswell. It's a really well-known one, but the Roswell Army Airfield saw a quote-unquote flying disc, and it was recovered, and the press release said that it was an air balloon, but I don't really believe it. A disc? How could something that was disc-like be mistaken for such a circular object?
Yeah, I think there was, what originally happened was some rancher found it, and then I believe they sent an army official to go confirm what it was. And then I think what the big stir about Roswell, what happened was they said, yes, it was aliens. And then I think a day later they realized what they had said or what they had done. And then they said, oh, no, it was a weather balloon. And that's why it's, like, so infamous, because people think that it's a humongous cover-up to the fact that we've encountered aliens.
Yeah, people have been called crazy for seeing them many times. But, I mean, they've been seen a lot. There are many pieces of evidence. A lot of them, like Phoenix Lights, were actually confirmed by radar.
Mm-hmm. Is that the phenomenon where there's that huge floating mass that just, like, levitated over?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And some of them where people just said the ship didn't exist were seen on radars, and you can't fool technology like that.
You can't just claim that literally a whole city was just, like, making something up, faking it to get, like, media famous. Because that gets to the point where it's getting a little too ridiculous for it to be claimed that a whole city was making up a lie to get, hey, guys, let's get really famous by making up a whole phenomenon and, like, photographing something that's, like, not real or a huge scam. It just seems a little too far-fetched to deny.
Yeah, the scale of the, like, what the government would have had to do to produce that, it's just too much.
Yeah, I mean, there comes a certain point where, like, it just seems like too great of an amount for any one person to go and to claim a fan. So I guess it just kind of gets you thinking that,
Phoenix Lights is a really good example, where a V-like ship was seen up, like, in the sky over Phoenix. It had a lot of lights on the bottom, which is why it gets the name the Phoenix Lights. It was actually seen in multiple states, Arizona, Nevada, and a state in Mexico. Yeah.
Because I mean, it was there for like multiple hours, and it was just this humongous mass just hovering over Arizona. And I believe a bunch of farmers saw it, and then it slowly started edging its way, and then I believe some people in the city could just see this gigantic mass floating in the sky with like lights pouring out of it.
Yeah, for almost 2 hours, everyone saw the ship just hovering there. And it was so large, it could be seen from other states, like I mentioned.
It's kind of... Because, I mean, this whole, like, thing started in the 50s, and Roswell and, like, the Phoenix Lights and all this stuff had just been fuel on it. So it make you think that, like, in the 50s, in cinema, that's when, I guess, the idea of aliens just started becoming, like, a more common thing, to the fact where, like, everyone can recognize and be like, oh, yeah, aliens, there. You know, they're in, like, so many movies and so much pop culture these days, to the fact that it might even be, it's like its own thing. It's kind of, like, taking on a life of its own, to where it's more science fiction than real life.
Yeah. It's a really interesting thing to talk about, and especially the portrayal of it in media. It really skews our, like, thinking of it, because for a really long time, everyone thought it was just, like you said, little gray men. Like back in the 50s, that was really the only depiction of aliens.
But now it seems like we have like a more common thought process that there might be a lot more legitimacy to, I guess, what we call aliens, and that there might be a more plausible reason for them to exist and to be there.
Yeah, and the chances.
It seems a lot more believable these days with like the more advanced technology and the more that we're processing through these.
And as space exploration expands, although we've kind of hit a wall right here, as it expands, the likelihood that we run into species other than humans, it's very high.
And like there's you know, in cinema, like the Men in Black, like the government, and like how the fact that that aliens have visited Earth and that they're like trying to cover it up, like that's the whole premise of the Men in Black movies. And then there's the actual real life presence that the movie is based on, the real like Men in Black, or like the CIA and the government could be like stopping these like in Roswell, where they supposedly covered it up, and all this evidence that people like said, no, this is real, and the government just like, and people just shut it down. Mm-hmm. To maybe like stop that public fear of something like that actually happening.
Yeah, and like you said, fear, I think, is actually one of the very few good motives for hiding aliens.
Because maybe this is why they've started to introduce them in like cinema and like pop culture and like all these movies, to slowly get us more used to the idea of us maybe encountering an alien race, and maybe getting used to the fact that we're not completely alone in the universe. So the fact that maybe when they do introduce aliens, and like maybe say like tomorrow, people won't be like, ah, they'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe this goes deeper than just covering up like very specific media like newspapers. Maybe this goes all the way into like cinema. This could be deeper than we thought, if mm-hmm. what you said is correct.
Because like there's the crop circle phenomenon, which is just, you know, like the crazy shapes, and people are like, oh, only aliens could have done this. I don't know about, maybe like that's probably a more shady or more murky one than as opposed to typical.
Yeah, but it could have been started like the whole idea of Area 51 and things like that, and
oh yeah, all the secrets they're supposedly heading there. Because I mean, that's like a top-ranking military base of operations. So I guess people are just trying to like what they want Area 51 to be, and what they want to be that Area 51's inside it. Maybe to think that has answers to the questions that they've had for decades.
Yeah, and it's mainly centered around like flight and surveillance. So
yeah, because they think that aliens have landed in their ships and technology and like, I don't know, the fact that they hope that Area 51 has all the answers that they want. And then there's the Area 51 raid, which just was completely pointless. Didn't really turn up much.
Yeah, that was a bit of a flop.
And then the Area 51 meme, it became kind of more of a meme than actually, like, I guess, useful to, like, learning more about aliens, to the fact that it was more just like, oh, we're having fun and all that.
Yeah, it was more of a event than it was experience to gather information.
I don't know. I think, yeah, I don't think they're getting very far in Area 51 with like the level of military officials and all that. Maybe they're just hoping that Steven Spielberg or something would have all the answers.
All right. Well, thank you for listening today. This has been Anson Haney, our guest.
Thanks for having me.
And this has been Conspiracy Series. Thank you very much.